Well, that is Gnarls Barkley with Crazy on 106.1 The Corner, and it's 9:06. It's time for our Betty show, betterworldbetty.org, and Ms. Better World Betty is Terry Kent, but you can just call her Betty, and she is the mascot herself, and welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's spring, and although they're still talking about snow on Sunday and Monday, which I've had enough of that.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm not listening. We're not hearing this, but it is time for our Betty show, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll start with today, the 20th anniversary
of World Water Day.
World Water Day. So what is kind of the plan, the premise behind World Water Day anyway?
Well, World Water Day is like a multi-collaboration of like major organizations like UNICEF, WaterAid, like global organizations that are dedicated to water and water conservation, giving the planet water. I don't know if you realize this, but 11% of the population doesn't have clean air, clean water.
Right.
It's polluted.
That's significant. Yeah.
That's huge. And we've talked before about TAP.
The TAP project.
Where we for a week in Charlottesville, you go and instead of taking water, you pay a dollar. Because just to like the whole idea of these water days, it's actually Fix a Leak Week.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, Fix a Leak is going on too, which ties in perfectly to World Water Day.
Yep. It is this whole appreciation of this most essential resource, water, that we take advantage of, we use all throughout the day. And I've done this like with my kids when we used to stay home in the summers for some. We used to take a week and just have a focus.
Yeah.
And like, well, we had a water week.
Yep.
Where it's just like, let's appreciate.
That's a cool idea.
And save water. Yeah. We counted. We took a whole day and we counted all of our flushes.
Yeah.
And like how much we used water in a single day. It's just really like eye opening.
Yep.
And just gratitude is a great aspect of green, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some tips, obviously.
Excellent. For water conservation and stuff.
Exactly. So it is Fix a Leak Week. Every day, 1 trillion gallons of water are lost just due to leaks.
A trillion.
Wow. It's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And as we talked about, our favorite app is Drip Detective.
Drip Detective, you've mentioned this.
It's the coolest app where you tap, like if you find a leak anywhere, you tap it and it tells you instantaneously your water loss.
Oh, wow.
And your dollar amount that you're losing from that leak.
Well, and that may be, you know, some people might be like, oh, I don't care if there's a little drip.
No big deal, right?
And then you tap the app, and then it'll tell you how much it translates to. And I don't know if you know this, but there are peak water hours. When I get my water bill, I never realized this till I became a homeowner.
Yes.
And it's more expensive in Albemarle County for certain hours to use water. There's like peak water usage hours, which I don't know if maybe that doesn't apply to the city or I don't know if it does or doesn't.
That's something to look into.
But now that I'm a homeowner, I look more closely at my bills.
There you go.
Penny pinch a little
bit
more.
All right.
Yeah.
So you'll want to hear the next one is you got to take shorter showers. Brad.
Now I'm bad at that. I'm bad at that. I like to lollygag and daze out a little bit in the showers.
Oh dear. So this is the thing. You know, it's really important to upgrade your toilets, faucets, shower heads to WaterSense products.
Mm-hmm.
WaterSense label. What does this label mean? It's kind of like Energy Star, except it's for water. WaterSense means that you're using 20% less water with that product.
Right.
So
okay.
That amounts to 10,000 gallons a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you upgrade, if 10% of the Americans just would upgrade their toilets, faucets, showers, we'd save 150 billion gallons nationwide.
With a B.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, if you have one of those old flushes, like, lasts about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a problem. and the thing is, there's a rebate. There's great rebates.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, you know, drain the bank for you to change. It's actually going to save you money long term and save water. So that's the second one. You can harvest water.
Mm-hmm.
Rain barrels. I love driving. Like, I actually love my neighborhood Belvedere, it's like there's so many, everybody has their rain barrels they use it for their gardens. And so that's fantastic. The fourth one is choose no spray lawn or low spray. We've talked about this before.
Yep.
Also, even just getting rid of more of your lawn. I've talked to a lot of folks who are like, oh yeah, in a couple of years, we want to like have no lawn.
Right.
And put native plants in there, drought resistant plants.
Mm-hmm.
As we know with climate change, especially what we've seen, I mean, the fact that there's snow in March and then it's like dry, you know, in certain other parts of the nation, you know, here we are adjusting to and trying to make change, obviously. Don't forget to pick up after your pets.
Right. Yep.
I have my beagle and and we have our little biodegradable bags. You know, it's not fertilizer. As I've mentioned before, 70% of our waterways here in Charlottesville are contaminated. Huge part of that contamination is pet waste. And last but not least, don't flush medicine.
No medicine. Okay.
Do not flush medicine down the toilet. It gets in our waterways, and it's obviously not healthy. There's been, you know, documentation of like people finding antibiotics in the water, just everything in the water. And so, there are take back programs.
Yep.
Like ask your pharmacist.
I've heard of the, I think you've mentioned some of these
exactly.
before.
And I'll find out when then, usually it is actually in May. So it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if Martha Jeff, I think, does that each year. So we'll stay tuned for that. So that's our water.
Yes,
and there's
World
many,
Water Day and
World
Fix
Water
a Leak
Day.
Week. So
like every time today, as you're drinking water, just take a minute
to think about it.
Think about how precious that resource is.
Very nice. Our Better World Betty show is on with 106.1 The Corner. And also, we want to talk about Earth Hour.
So we have some events. So Earth Hour is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Worldwide.
Yes.
And this is an interesting premise. They've done this for several years now. You know, I think at least 10 years Earth Hour's been going on for.
Yep.
And you can go to earthhour.org for the international website about it.
And people will love, the listeners will love this. Everyone can do this.
Everyone can do
this. Everyone who is listening. This is how you do it.
You simply turn off the lights
at 8:30.
Yeah.
And the whole world, this is so cool, the whole world's supposed to just turn off their lights
at 8:30 local time.
Yep.
And see how much is saved, how many resources are saved by simply turning off the lights at 8:30 tomorrow for 1 hour.
Exactly. And it's really fun, like light the candles or go out.
You can make it a learning experience with the kids and everything.
UVA is having, at the amphitheater, they have an 8 to 10. They'll have bands. They'll have candlelight. Like it's going to be, Betty will be there co-sponsoring.
Yep.
So that'll be great. And we cannot forget to mention that next week, the whole public is invited to help Betty grow.
Help Betty grow on Thursday, right?
Thursday at the Haven from 6:30 to 8:30. It's an informal social gathering. We're going to present our four environmental programs for the community. And then everyone who comes with their donation, they'll get a water marble.
Nice.
And you can water the program that you want to see grow.
Oh, I see. You can kind of pick which one. Nice.
Which one you want to see grow. It's kind of a garden theme. And it's crowdsourced voting. So we're going to find out which programs people are most interested in growing in Charlottesville. So help Betty grow.
And that's open to everybody on Thursday.
Yep.
And you said it's 6:30 to 8:30?
Yes.
And is it free? And do you have to RSVP and
everything? Well, the suggested donation is $20 for four marbles.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yep.
So it depends on how many marbles you want.
Right.
You can have more.
You could vote, be a nice donor and, you know, get a bunch of marbles.
Yes, we do. You know, we have some great programs with Better World Betty, and it's really reliant on foundation and donor funds. It's grassroots. It's local. We're not making the big bucks. right now. Right. and yours truly. Yeah. But you know, this, the vision is that every city needs a Betty. We want to do the Better Business Challenge. So we've got a lot of things. And so we want to engage everyone and get people excited. So.
So that's next Thursday. And you can check betterworldbetty.org for more info. Yep. And we love this show every other Friday. So
thank you. And I love being on.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, it is World Water Day. So we've got a water song. We're going to do Every Teardrop is a Waterfall.
Ooh, awesome.
I love it. It's Coldplay. Thank you, Ms. Betty. Have a great day.
Thanks.
This is 106.1 The Corner.